Father, we just thank you this morning. Again, we've already heard a prayer this morning, opening in prayer, coming from Elder Neek, and God, and then the testimonies have gone forth, and God, and those who testified, and just giving you thanks and glory. God, we just happy, oh God. I thank you, and we thank you right now, God. We thank you for your anointing, oh God, and God, without your anointing, oh God, we can't even do anything. We can't even flow right, but we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for just this moment, oh God, this time to just be able to come before you and the family and just the family of God, just to come and just have a few words to say. And God, and many times we don't even know what to say, but we just trust you, oh God, and that you will just lead us and guide us, oh God, and that the words that come out of my mouth today, God, will be a blessing to many as well as to myself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. And even though we've been in a series about obedience, oh God, we started it. God, we're thanking you right now, Lord Jesus, that we're learning how to be even more obedient to you, oh God, obedient to your word, oh God, obedient to your voice, oh God, just obedient, period, oh God. And just I pray right now, Lord Jesus, that you will just have your way right now, God, in me today, God. And God, you know, I just come before you as nothing but an empty vessel right now, God. Take control of my lips, oh God. Take control of my eyes and everything, oh God. I pray right now, God, that you would just even move, oh God, as Nick has prayed this morning, oh God, that you would just move in a supernatural way, oh God. I pray that we would have a transformation experience on today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and that we would not be the same after we leave out. And I pray right now, God, that even as we touch these buttons this morning, oh God, that we would fall with one accord in the name of Jesus. So God, we just give you praise and we give you glory. And I know that your presence is in every one of our homes, oh God, in the automobiles or wherever we may be at this time in the name of Jesus. So have your way right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to sing this. I want to just sing a few verses of this song. I thank God for the song that went out. Yeah, they put out there. I want them he saw the best in me, you know. But I want to just sing just a few little verses of this song here, and then I'm gonna go ahead on with the word today. Oh man. Thank God. I just thank God that I'm home. You know, I really am. I'm thankful to be home. And, you know, it's no place like home. No matter where you go, there's no place like home. Yeah, I don't have no, I'm just singing this acapella so you won't hear no music or anything like that. All right. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days, they outweigh my bad days. And I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I just say thank you, Lord, and I won't complain. Lord has been good to me. He's been good to me more than this world could ever be. He's been so good to me, and he dried all of my tears away, and he turned my midnight into day. So I'll just say thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. About get going in that bad boy. I ain't complaining about nothing. Because I thank God. I thank God for just the power, the Holy Ghost. I thank God for just the gifting that he has given, the place that he has put me in. And man, I think so many times that I've never felt like I was worthy to be who God called me to be. And, you know, and when we don't feel that way, we struggle sometimes with just being, you know, just I struggle being saved, you know, because we don't feel worthy. Because the fact is that we go through life and life has challenges and we face these challenges. And every challenge that we face in our life, it just makes it seems like, well, what the heck? Why am I going this way, you know? But I want to encourage you today to trust in obedience. I want to talk to you about obedience and trust in God. Obedience and trust in God. That's just the title. That's the theme that I've gotten. But my thought for the day is going to be never stop trusting him. So that's where we're going to lead this into, okay? But I just want to encourage you today, folks, is that, you know, we are being tested every day through trials and tribulation. It's not easy. It hasn't been easy. We went through, I'm going to give scriptures in a minute. We went through 15, 16 months of just isolation. And some of us, it was even longer than that. You know, my God, if it was ever a time that we trust God, that was one of the times that we trusted God. But the thing about it is that we have to learn to be obedient. We have to learn to be. You forget about trusting God until you start obeying what God says. Obeying. You know, it was a time, and I think that, you know, let me give you scriptures. I want to give you these scriptures. You can go, let me get the voice Bible, and because you all are on that. And I have to put my glasses on because my eyes are a little blurry. Recently put drops in my eyes. Psalms 33. Psalms 33, and that will be, and I'm just gonna go through my notes that I have. 33 verses 18-22. All right, Psalm 33. Here you go, Miss J. There we go. 33. Okay, let me get this one. Now, oh, yeah, that's on page 647. All right. Psalms 33, page 648. All right. And verses 18-22, and it says, listen, the eyes of the eternal is upon those whose lives are old in him, those who hope in his steadfast love, verse 19, that he may save them from the darkness of the grave, and keep alive during the lean season, to keep alive during the lean season. Now, I'm going to read this out of a whole nother translation, but I'm going to just read this because this is what we've been using. And we live with hope in the eternal. We wait for him, and he is our divine help and the impenetrable shield. Oh, our hearts erupt with joy in him because we trust his holy name. Oh, eternal, drench us with your endless love. And now as we wait for you. All right. I'm just going to pull all these verses out and then I'm going to go through another version that I want to read also. And that's going to be 1 Peter, and that's going to be on page. I didn't write the pages down. Forgive me. Normally I would do. Is everybody happy today? Oh, yeah. Happy, just wave your hand. Happy in Jesus. All right, First Peter. First Peter 1 and 22. And that is going to be on page 1503. That's 1503. I got to help Miss Jackie here. 1503, verse 22. And it reads as follows. Now that you have taken care to purify your soul through your submission to the truth, you can experience real love for each other. So love each other deeply from a pure heart. That's verse 22. And the last one will be in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and verse 6. That's 1492, I'm sorry. Page 1492, verse 6. There you go. All right, 6:11. I gave you, let's say, first 6:14, 9, and 2, verse 6. And it reads right here. Here we go, right here. All right. It reads as follows. Without faith, no one can please God, because the one cometh to God must believe he exists, and he rewards those who come seeking. Amen. And may God add a blessing to the reading of the word. Okay. Now, y'all say amen and then. Just say amen. Amen. Yeah, just say amen.
Amen.
I know we're not in the house like we was before, but we can still say amen. Amen. But I want to do this, and I'm not going to be here long. And trust and believe. I saw him, and I pray you bless. And if you have been going back and maybe listening to the videos, coming back on the app, and you listen to the messages, previous messages, basically all of these messages from the time we started, and it's still coming around in full circle. We're still staying on the same thing. We're talking about trusting God. We're talking about obedience. We're talking about where we should be. And it's just like one series falls in play right after the next. And for whatever reason, however God does things, he does things and keep things in order, you know. So we just got out of trusting God, and now here we are. Obedience is still the same in that same realm. So we hold on to what God's word is saying. Now, out of the ESV version, it says, behold, the eyes of the Lord is on those who fear him. Behold, look at the eye of the Lord, not the eyes of the Lord, but the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him. He's always watching you. He's always looking out. He, you know, no matter what, whether you think he's not, he is. He's always on those who hope in his steadfast love, his steadfast love. And that's and actually this song, that's what it was talking about. It's talking about God's steadfast love towards us. David was talking about that, you know, and how much that God loves us so that no matter what, like Minister David was saying earlier, that he gave his life, you know, God gave his life for us, you know. Hey, who would do anything like that? I know the last time I was here, I didn't sing a song, but I played the video. And what man would give up his life for us? Who would you do it? You know, and God called us into obedience, you know, when we got saved. When we came into him, he came. Well, let me see. Let me give you a definition of obedience. Obedience is just to obey. It's just to obey. That's all. It's just obeying him, okay? Obedience to hear what God's word is saying and then act accordingly, you know? That's obedience. It's just to hear God's word and then act accordingly. I know one of my favorite scriptures is Deuteronomy 28 verse. In verse 28 chapter verse 1, it says, hearken, listen to God and then obey. Obey, follow what he says, you know, and no matter what, guess what? You're going to be blessed. We love it when we talk about all the blessings that God has promised us. You know, we look forward to that and we want God, you know, and say, okay, well, if God is not blessing me right now, then I'm just mad. I have not understood why so many believers, you know, Christian believers, Christian folks, why are we always mad because things go bad for us? Why are we ready to give up when things go bad? God said, all you have to do is just obey what I'm saying. And guess what? If you follow my commandments, following his commandments, just obeying him. You can't trust God until you start obeying him. You can't. You know, listen, when we first got saved in church, we first came to Christ, it was an experience that I had never. David can tell you, I thought that my whole life had changed, you know, because when I accepted Jesus as Lord, you know, I've never experienced anything like what I experienced there that day when God came into my life, his presence, his glory really radiated inside of me. I felt something that I've never felt. I went through tons of tests when I lost my eyesight. They shot dye inside my body, and when they ran the x-ray, when they put me in the machine, and all of a sudden, I felt my whole body get heat up on the inside. I was burning on the inside because of the dye they had put inside my body, and that the reaction that my body took when that dye was inside, and they hit that radiation. That was almost like the way it felt when I accepted Christ. My whole inside changed. I felt something burning on the inside that changed me to control. I wanted to follow this. I wanted to be obedient to everything that God said, which I did not know everything. I say, okay, well, how am I going to know what God wants me to do? How am I going to know how to be all that I can be before him? How? And that is by studying his word. I got to study his word. I got to believe what he says. Obedience is believing. Trusting is believing. Believing what God is saying. Just believe. We have to get to the place, not just because things are great for us, going good for us, just because it's going good. Okay, it's easy. It's easy for us to just hold on to God's unchanging hand when things are going great. What about the pain that's in my neck? I got to get an injection in my neck. Just in a couple of weeks from now, I'm not looking forward to that, you know, but I got to say, Lord, you know what? When they stick that needle inside my neck or whatever they're going to do, God, you take control of the stuff that they shooting inside of me, because guess what? I don't know what they're doing. They telling me it's some steroid, but I don't know what it is. Just like when we had to take the injection, you know, we didn't want to take it. You know what I'm saying? I was number one. No, I ain't taking it. Nick said, Daddy, you got to take it. We don't want you to die. You know what I'm saying? Because you got conditions. I got conditions. Yes, I do have conditions. But guess what? I believe what God's word says. I'm trusting in God. I'm being obedient to what God has said. Am I being obedient to the 100%? I don't know, but I'm being the best I can be. You know? So, yes, every day I'm serving him greater, more and more every day. So, yes, hold on, folks. We got to take it, hold on. You know, we got to look. Look, here it is. He said, behold, the eyes of the Lord, the eye of the Lord is on, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him. Be get afraid. We got to get afraid of God again. We got to become fearful of him. Understand that even though God said, he said, no weapons. I know weapons formed against me is going to prosper. But we got to be afraid of God. You know, we got to become fearful. We have become lax in that area. Oh, yeah, well, you know what? God is God, and I'm Jesse Gray Jr., you know? I don't equal to God. I didn't create myself. I didn't breathe and breath into my body. You know, when I prayed to him and I said, trust God, I said, God, you're going to touch me, you're going to heal me. But I got to be fearful. Be fearful. And look, he says, on those who hope in his steadfast love, he loves us so much. And then verse 19 says that he may deliver their souls from death. We got to be so afraid so that we can be delivered from the death. We are living in a time that death is all around us, not only physical death, but even spiritual death. We got stuff in the church that's going crazy. We got stuff outside the church that's going crazy. We got stuff on the job that's going crazy. We got stuff in our home that's going crazy. We got friends that's going crazy everywhere you look around. And then it says, and keep them alive. David said, he says, keep them alive from the famine, during the time of famine. During the time of famine, here we are. We done gone through a period of hunger, homeless folks, home. None got no place to stay. Well, now we don't have to worry about hunger, because guess what? They done changed that thing for folks that get food stamps. They get food stamps on the 1st, and then they get food stamps on the 15th. You know, they get thousands and thousands of dollars. Should not nobody be hungry. You know, you said be without a job. We shouldn't be without a job. We got so much opportunity out here now. Why? You don't want to work. You don't want to work. I want to work. I want to work. Lord, show me where I need to go. But we keep them alive and in a time of famine. And show this, you do. Look, someone was talking about Joseph, and then Joseph, that guy, was put in a hole. His brothers got mad about the vision that God gave to him, you know, and he had a dream. He had a dream. He followed his dream. He trusted. He was obedient to God, man. He was like, he got locked up. He got put in a hole. They brought the coat back to his dad and told him he was gone. You know what I'm saying? Then he got sold off to some slaves. The Egyptians had him. The Ethiopians had him out there. And he stayed humble. He kept on praying. He can't stay obedient to God no matter what. I'm going to hold on to the vision that God has given me, and I'm not going to let go. And then verse 20 says, oh, soul waits for the Lord. Oh, my soul waits for the Lord. I just keep on waiting for God. I don't care. It was a time when we did not never hesitate. We stayed in prayer. We stayed prayerful. We stayed talking to God. We're going to wait. Though the vision tarry, yet shall I wait. I God spoke it. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to trust what God's word is saying. And guess what, folks? I'm going to walk. And he is our help and our shield. Okay? I tell you what, I say, I love to put it like this. I like to suit up with the whole armor of God. I get up in the morning. Guess what? I suit myself up. And he said in Ephesians, he said in 6 chapter, he said, put on the whole armor of God so that way you will be able to endure whatever you're going to go through. I'm not just going to say the devil, whatever, because sometimes it ain't even devil. Sometimes it's your family. Sometimes it's your friend. Sometimes it's the fact that you ain't got no money in the bank. Sometimes it's your car done broke down. Sometimes it's just the fact that you just mad at your own self because you don't look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, you know, but you got to get over that mess. Hallelujah. Realize, put on the whole armor of God. And then when you put on the helmet, you start looking at yourself, you start feeling strong. You put on the breastplate of righteousness, and then you start feeling healthy. You put the shoes of the gospel, you put them on your feet, you start walking in victory. You grab the shield of faith, and you hold that thing, and the sword of salvation, so you can withstand and kill anything that come up against you. Then you're ready for battle. But as long as you don't put on what God has told you to put on, you're never going to be ready for battle. You'll never be to the point where you obey God when God speaks to you, because you will be afraid to move under his anointing. Hallelujah. And God has anointed us. Folks, God has anointed us. He's anointed us. I was called for my birth. I never knew it, but I was called when I was a baby. Before I even face came into this world in my mama's womb, God has called me. And now I have to walk in the obedience. I'm fighting every single day and just to be obedient to God, just to obey what God's word has said. every day. It's a battle. It's not easy, folks. If it was easy, we'd be all right. You know? If it was easy, we'd be all right. It ain't easy. Look at Bro Joe. Bro Joe, when he's working, he out there. I never see God work like this guy. This guy working, he worked harder than me. Yeah. And he has a disability. Proud of you, brother. Keep on
thank
doing
you.
What
thank
you're
thank you, Reverend.
Okay. And look, he says, for our heart is glad, not our hearts. Our heart is glad in him. We rejoice because guess what? We know what he is. We know who he is. We rejoice. Hallelujah. Because we trust in his holy name. Now, verse 22 says, let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Even as we hope in you. See, folks, we got to get to the place where we say, we know what the word said. Why we don't follow what the word say? We know what the word say. Yeah, we fall short and we use that as an excuse. Guess what? It's okay. I fell short too. You know what I'm saying? But I thank God for a forgiving God. He said, if you sin, if you come up against sin against your brother, if you ask him to forgive, you can do 490 times in a day. You think you done sinned that many times in a day? And then God said, look, if you mess up, guess what I do? If you come to me and say, Lord, I'm sorry. He said, guess what I do? I'll take it, throw it in the sea of forgetful, and I won't even remember it no more. But you know what? You know what? Your sister might remember. Your brother might remember. Your mama might remember. Your friend might remember. But I won't remember it no more. And when I say I will not remember it no more, follow what I say. Just be obedient to what I say. And guess what? You're going to be blessed. Don't you know God has blessings chasing after you? He got blessings chasing after us. We run from our blessings. We won't stand still and just accept what God said, already promised. I'm going to stand on God's word. I'm going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding on the word of God and trusting in the Father, because God is just that good. Hallelujah. Oh, my
Hallelujah.
God, I'm feeling good.
Amen.
I'm feeling happy. Hallelujah. I'm about to do like Brother Dave. I'm about to jump up off my seat and run around this room. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Now, look, I got to go over here to 1 Peter. I'm almost done. Go over here to 1 Peter. I'm just going to read this out of this interpretation, because this blessed me too. But, you know, I'm just thankful, man, to God, because God is just, he loves us. And all we got to do is just say, okay, God, I trust you. I believe you. I believe what you say. I believe that I'm not going to suffer no more. By his stripes, I'm already healed. We can sit there and quote that thing all day long. Yeah, God, I'm good. I'm not going to worry about. I know what your word is saying. We say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Philippians 4:12. I can do it. Yeah, you can do it, but you got to believe. You got to just be obedient to what God is saying, and you can do anything. You know, my mama told me when I was 6 years old, she said, boy, get up and stop crying. Put that gun back together. You can do it. And if you can put your mind to it, you can do anything. Six. And I've been doing everything since I was 6 years old. Ever since my mama spoke that word in my mind, I held on to that word. And sometimes we just got to get one word and hold on to it and run like a rabbit, run like the Energizer Bunny. Just constantly, just keep on going, just keep on going, just keep on going, just keep on going, just keep on going. Hallelujah. Because nothing can stop us, because we have the power of God. And I'm getting hot in here, but we have the power of God just moving in our life. And because God power is moving in our life, I can do anything as long as I believe and trust in his word. My mama reminded me the other day when I was at her house yesterday. She said, you know what? I still hold on to the fact that you spoke a word, said you preached that word, saying if we have the faith to seize the size, the grain of a mustard seed, we can move any mountain. She said, I still got that card that you made back in the day. And that was years and years ago. She said, I still hold on to that word that I can do everything. I can do anything, because that, guess what? I have mustard seed faith. And if I have God spoken and God said I can do it, I believe it, and that settles it. Come on, folks. Why we don't catch hold? Catch hold of that.
Amen.
It's not about how much money we get. It's not about what kind of car we got. It's not about how fine of a house that we have. You know what? It's about what God says for us to do. The charge that God has put upon our life is that we have to be obedient and trusting in God no matter what happens in our life, no matter what we go through, no matter how hard it is, no matter how situation is, no matter whether it's up, down, or whatever's going through, I can be sick in my body. I remember Pastor Dunn, yeah, no matter what happened to her, she was obedient and she trusted in God's word. And God extended her life for 9 years, extended her life because she stood on God's word. She stood on the promises of God. She knew what God said. She said, okay, for you I live and for you I die. So whenever you take me, God, it's okay. I'm good with that. I'm satisfied with that because I'm walking in obedience. I'm trusting in your word. Woo, glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Peter says, having purified your soul by your obedience to the truth for the sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. We got to do it, folks. We got to do it. This is what makes this is what brings us together. This is what unifies us when we can love one another. We got to come together. We got to help one another. We got to use what God has given towards one another. You know, one of the things Jesus did, God, and we sit there, we say, you know what? We thank God for sending his son, sending his only begotten son, and to die for us. He gave his life. He showed a love towards us. God revealed a love towards us that was so awesome. You know, he gave his only son. You know, I got one son. Do anything for him. I got 3 daughters. I do anything for them. You know, give my life for them. You know, I give my life for you guys. I love you that much. I believe I will.
Me too, Russ.
I trust that with, you know, but that's my heart, you know. And I got one son, you know, and just to think about offering him up for y'all. Yeah, just to think about, you know. But if God say do it, then guess what? I got to do like, tell him, I got to tell him just like Abraham told. Say, come on, son. We gotta go talk to God up on the mountain. God, but Daddy, you know, we got, don't where's our little offering? Where the ram? Where the lamb at? Don't worry about that. God got this thing under control. You know, we gonna be good. But I see the knife. I see the oil. I see the rope. I see all this other stuff, but I don't see this offering.
Red heart, white heart, blue heart, star spangled
sail.
Happy Independence Day. Save on.
So what's that? What we got, God? And God said, don't. We just gonna be obedient. And see, that's the thing we have to learn. We have to learn to trust God no matter what. I mean, we have done, you know. And I tell you what, the things that God has showed to us, you know, and I say us, I talk about Pastor and myself, you know, over the course of time, we got saved. I got saved in 1976, now 1975, you know, walked up right, you know, 1976. God spoke to me and told me about ministry, you know. In 1977, God talked to me, God spoke to me about Free Spirit, Church of Deliverance, you know. I'm only saved 2 years, God, you know. I wanted to be a deacon. You know, I wanted to be like a worker person in the church, and then I wanted to be a deacon because I understand that there was a you know, a stair step that you went. I believe that's what I thought, that it was a stepping thing, you know. And I wanted to follow the step, come in, get saved, you know, sing in the choir, you know, might be a janitor or whatever, then become a deacon and then become a minister if that's what God wanted me to do. But then God said, no. He said, look, guess what? He'll speak to me. I'm laying down, sleeping in the room out there on 1414 Ann Street, laying on the back because I didn't have no thing on my, no rack for my bed. So my mattress was in the box spring, was on the floor because I hadn't got the frame yet. And God comes to me, speak to me. I wake up in the night, thought I'd peed on myself because I'm soaking wet. My whole body is all wet, so I don't know what to do. I jump up, take my clothes off, change my clothes and everything like that. And the next night I go to sleep, and the same thing happened again. So I tell my mom, I said, I don't know what's happening to me, but something is going on. I go to sleep, and all of a sudden, I wake up every night. I've been waking up for the past couple of nights soaking wet. I know it's not pee because I smell certain. You know what I'm saying. And I'm, you know, I'm a teenager, you know. I'm 19, 20. I think I was about 20 years old. Yeah, I was. And I was not knowing what was going on. And she was like, she couldn't tell me what was going on or anything like that. So I dream again. And, you know, and I had this dream for several days. for about a week. And then I went to the pastor. I talked to the pastor. He explained to me what was going on. He said, yeah. He said, well, he would say, Brother Jesse, because that's what they called me. He said, Brother Jesse, you know, the God is calling you into the ministry. And I was like, oh, for real? I was like, well, that's not what I wanted to do. I said, I like playing the guitar in church, you know, and stuff. I did, but I'm not educated in, you know, I don't even really like talking in front of people. Unless I know you, you know. And during that time, I was not a talkative person, believe it or not. But, you know, God spoke to me. He spoke and he did. And this is where I'm at. But, you know, but it took time. But I'm telling you something, folks, you got to obey what God is saying to you. You have to be obedient, you know. And but one of the things that I found out that God put in us was a love for people. And that's the thing, you know. And that was the first thing God said, you know, follow me and love everybody, you know, love everybody and follow me. You know, and that's what that was happening. You know, love your brother, love your sister, you know, and God put that inside of us. And that's what we did. We reached out to people, you know. Oh, yeah. Well, we had the biggest and the greatest ministry around. Free Spirit was the greatest ministry around, because you know why? Because we obeyed God and we trusted what God said. We was novice in what we were doing, but we trusted what God said. We were poor people. We didn't have what we needed, but God provided everything that we need. Our children didn't suffer. We didn't suffer because we trusted and we obeyed God. And because we was obedient to what God said, the church didn't do it, you know, because they didn't, the people we had didn't even want to do anything for us. You know, stuff like that. And we just preaching our heart out. We just doing, going out. We leaving our children at home. Trina was a baby. She was up. We 3 o'clock out. But we're following, believing what God said, obedience. And y'all know, you know, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Of course, we all know that, you know, and that we follow that. So, you know, but this is where, and God said, you know what? Guess what? I'm going to show you what I can do. God said, look, just because of your obedience, guess what I'm going to do? You know that you just took a loan out for $4,000. Guess what? I'm going to send it back to you with zero. Get the bill back in a month. D, it won't even a month. We never got it's the first bill statement that came in says a zero balance. And then the next letter they sent us said, we're going to send you the title back to your car. Then the next letter they sent was a stamp approval saying that the bill was paid off in full. And the next letter we got was our title to our car. And we never paid a dime. We went and borrowed $4,000 and never paid a dime back. You tell me God can't do it when we are obedient and trusting God in what God said. God said he will take care of us. He promised that he would do it. God made a covenant with us, folks. And I stand on that. You know, we got the greatest church around. This church is bigger than Courtney Medbeth. Courtney Medbeth got thousands of people. But guess what? We got thousands of people too. Because guess what? God has given us a love that's so great, a family that's so awesome, that it's greater than 5,000. It's greater than 10,000. You can't get this nowhere. Yeah. So God has been good. Listen, got one more scripture. Let me read this next one. Hebrews. Hebrews 11 chapter. Chapter 11, man. Hebrews. So I hope y'all enjoying this. Whew. Y'all got me excited, man. The Holy Ghost is moving. Woo! The Holy Ghost is moving. Give him credit. Thank God for Jesus. I'm about to jump out of my seat. Y'all don't know this thing. And this last verse right here is the killer right there. And without faith, it is impossible. It is impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, please him. For whosoever would draw nigh to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Okay? Okay? You get it? We got to seek him. You can't sit back there and gripe and complain about what you're going through. That's why I sung that song, I Won't Complain. I ain't complaining no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm confessing victory every single day, because guess what? If I'm obedient to what God's word is saying, then everything else has come to pass. Everything else is going to happen. I got my car. You know what I'm saying? I got my new place. You know what I'm saying? I got my new career. I ain't got no job. I got a business. I got my business. I don't want no job. I'm tired of jobs. I need a business. I'm too old for a job. I need me a business. God, what do you want me to do? I'm asking God right now, because I'm about ready to go get a job, $15, $20 an hour, whatever they're paying. I'm ready to go out there and get me a job because I need more income. But I, at that same time, I'm asking God. I said, Lord, you know what? God, I've been faithful in my giving. I've been obedient to what your word says. I've been trying. I've come a long ways, Lord. I see, I'm talking to God just like this. I said, God, I come a long ways. You know how I was when I came back here in 2011. You know what I'm saying? I came a long, long ways. I said, you know, I was hitting, missing, coming to church. I said, you call me into where I'm at. And I said, you know, and I was denying the power thereof, because I wasn't ready to step back into where you wanted me to be. But then you kept tugging on me. You kept hitting on me. Your folk kept praying for me. You kept saying, God, be obedient. Teach him to be obedient. I know that's what y'all were praying, because that's what was happening to me, D. I knew that's what you were doing. Nick was doing the same thing. Mom was doing the same thing. Linda was doing it. John was doing it. Everybody was in the church just praying for Jesse. Just praying for Jesse. Jesse. Y'all was praying for that God would just take control of my mind, take control of my heart. God, just teach him. Then let him be obedient. Follow after your word. And guess what? God got a hold to me. He got a hold to me. He snatched me up. He snatched me up, grabbed me by my collar, and then grabbed me by my belt. And then pick me up, flip me up, slam me on the ground, turn me around, pick me back up, and slam me back down again. Pick me back up, turn me around, slam me back down again. And then everything that I had, God said, guess what? I'm going to take everything from you. And then everything he took from me, they said, now you're all by yourself. Now you're all alone. Now you have no reason for nothing, because I'm going to put you in a place of solitude. I'm going to put you in a place where you have to come close to me, that you're going to have to call on me. You sit there and watch scary movies. I'm going to scare you half to death. But I thought something was coming from out of the ceiling one night. I was watching a scary movie, scared me so bad. I stopped watching horror movies after that, for real. You know, because it scared me so bad. I went and grabbed a stick. I went and grabbed it, looking for the pistol, all this other stuff. I was very ready to go. And I'm like up there banging on the ceiling. I thought I seen some claws coming through the ceiling. And God was saying, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Hallelujah. And then eventually, guess what? God got a hold to me. And I'm not letting him go. You hear what I say? I'm not letting him go. He got a hold to me, but I'm not going to let him go. I'm going to just be obedient to what he's saying. I'm going to get in God's word. I'm going to continue to hold on to the promise of God. I'm going to continue to believe what God has said. I'm going to continue trusting in God, because there's no other place I'd rather be. And if he don't do anything else for me, I'm fine just where I'm at. If he don't do another thing for me, because he's already proven himself. When I look at my oldest daughter, when I look at my other two daughters, when I go and look at my son, you know, and I look at my grandbabies, you know, then when I see you guys, you know, look, I'm blessed. So he saw the best in me when everyone else only saw the worst in me. Even my preacher friends, bruh, you wrong. Well, yeah. But guess what? I stepped away, tried to find myself. You know what I'm saying? I got into the place. I just had to find out what God wanted from me. And I'm still not sure exactly, but I know that I'm headed towards the right direction. I know that I'm heading in the right direction, because I know every time when my body and my knees don't want to work right, my arms, they start feeling like my back give out on me, you know. But God comes in, he slaps me in my back. He slaps me in my head. He grabs these knees and starts shirking them or jerking them. And he said, get up and start walking. And I start getting up, start walking. I start getting out there moving, you know. And then all of that, God is giving me favor with men from all different directions, you know what I'm saying? And you know that's when God has done, moving in your life. You can look at it. And guess what, folks? I know each and every one of you right now, under the sound of my voice, and you folks has got your picture blocked out, God is speaking to you. God has something great for you. God has something powerful for you, and you just have to be obedient and just walk in what God is saying. Begin to stock up, because God has called you folks. God has called every last one of us. It's just not the great five-fold ministry that we have right here. The Johnsons, the Grays, the Adams, you know what I'm saying, the Williams. No, it's just not us. You too are being called and chosen by God. And the thing about it, if you just begin to start being obedient to what God is saying, guess what God will do? He will get you into a brand new home. He'll get you into a brand new car. He'll give you a job that's paying you more than what you think you should be getting where they want to pay you. You know what I'm saying? Because you say, okay, I want to do this and I want to do that. I told God I turned down jobs that paid good money because I'm not working for nobody on the weekend. I am not going to give God, I am not going to give the enemy that opportunity ever again to get where I get stuck on weekends. Nope. I got to do God's bidding on my weekend. I work for you Monday through Friday, but not on no Saturdays and Sundays because I got to get myself prepared. I know God is going to open up our doors. I know great work that God has even greater for me. I'm not going to subject myself to no weekend. So I turned down a good paying job because of that. Well, okay. Guess what? Let me tell you something, people. If you stay in this, if you study this, if you stay on this, stand on this, you know what? This has all your answers. You don't have to go out here and pay $39.95 for a book to tell you how to better yourself. You don't have to go out here and pay $24.95 for to learn how to budget your money. You don't have to learn how to invest. You can learn right here out of this book alone. And guess what? Y'all got these for free. You got these for free. It was a gift from your church to you. And all you have to do is utilize it like we have. Yeah, I got a Bible that cost me $100 and some, and I still use it. But this was free. This was free. You didn't pay anything for this. Yeah, and it breaks it down to the point where you can understand it. So you don't have to worry about the these thou's and do if not. Thou do if not. I don't even know what that means. Even the names, they even help you with the names on there. But then you got your phone for everything that you don't know how to pronounce. You can go to Google. How do I pronounce Zachariah? You know, I had a tough time with these names, Bible names. Yeah, but then as I began to start studying, I had one old Bible. I took that Bible. I took a tape. I've had masking tape. Although the Bible, I think I had a Bible. But that was my Bible. That was my Bible. And just like you heard him say, this is my Bible, and I am what it says I am, and I can do what it says I can do. And today, I will be all that it says that I am. I know it goes a little bit better than that. But you know what? We got to hold stand on this word, folks. Be obedient to what God is saying. Be obedient to his word. And guess what? Then you know what? God only sees me for who I am. But guess what? No matter what, you'll see you for who you are today, too. So I love you today, guys. I love you so much. And I thank God today for the word. And we have to pray. And I know there were certain needs I've heard people, certain things that was going on. But I just want to encourage you today that God has it under control no matter what you're going through. It's already done. It's already done. And that's the thing that you have to realize. And you have to rejoice. You know, I'm telling you, man. So I do. I just be rejoicing right now. When I got up this morning, I was like, my neck was hurting. And I'm going to tell you, my back was hurting. I was getting a little pain. But you know what? I just got thanking God in the shower, you know, just start singing praises to God. You know, you just got to do that, man. And watch what God does. He will change things because that's what he do. He wants to make life better for us. Guess what, folks? You know what? This is we supposed to be in heaven right now. This is our heaven right now, right here, heaven on earth, right? This is what it's supposed to be. So you get your houses, bro, Dave. Get your business. Get all them properties that you say you're trying to get. You know what I'm saying? Bro Joe, they got something better out there for you. I know they do. It's already yours. Trina, your body's already done. Your body's healed. God has given you a whole new body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kiana, you got everything you need, every dollar you need to finish your school. God even got a business for you and everything like that. Portia, you step out on faith and trust God in every step of the way and watch what God is going to do. Stand on the word. And when I say, even if you had to put the Bible down on the floor and stand on it like Kenneth Hagin did until God, and just pray to God, just lift your hands up to heaven, get one for your son, and y'all stand on them, and y'all lift your hands up together and talk to God. There's no, you're not desecrating the word, you know what I'm saying? But you just going on, standing on what God's word say. Whatever it takes to get your faith to where it needs to be, Portia, get there, because God has brought you from a long way. You done came all the way from Goldsboro, North Carolina. You know, I don't know where it's at, but somewhere, because I was in Forest City, never heard of that, North Carolina. But the fact is, God brought you back here. He didn't bring you back here for no reason, but he's back here for a purpose. You have purpose. That's the reason why you came back here. That's the reason why you're back here. So do not doubt God. Do not doubt what God has already spoken to you, because he's already spoken the word to you. You know that. You know what God has said to you in your heart and in your spirit. So you stand on your word, because you're going to have to be a light for all those that you've known in the past, the people that hurt you, the people that done did something, your family members. You got to be a light for them. And guess what God's going to do in the process? God will bless you and your son, and you will have everything that you need. Same thing with my daughter, Beth. The same thing. God is going to open even greater doors for you, sweetheart. He's going to do some awesome things that's going to even going to shock you. And yeah, God got a house for you too, a brand new home for you. He got that house for you. And Sharon and Connie, man, God's got the business, Sharon. You're going to be in business, Connie, your body. Y'all going to be working together. I don't know what it's going to be, but Connie, you and Sharon, y'all will be together. Connie, you ain't going nowhere. Linda, yeah, God got even something greater for you also. Greatness is there. God is going to fulfill your every desire, because he's already promised to do that. Man, he's promised to do that. He's already said that he would. You know, if we just delight ourselves in him, if you delight yourself in him, forget about everything that's been going on. Forget about how much pain you done went through, the suffering, the hardship, the hurt, and all of that. It's gone. Wipe it out, clean your slate, and keep on moving. Same thing with Negan. You see what God is doing. God is blessing that young lady, but she been blessed a long time. She was like going for Jesus since she was a little teeny thing. But you know what? But God even got greater. He ain't got you down there for no for what? Just for no reason. Even though you're there for your good, God has blessed you with greatness and everything like that. But he even got even more. He even has something even more for you. So you just have to just believe it, just receive it, no matter what you're going through on that little job you got, because God got even greater. He'll give you the business. He'll turn it. You become CEO. The CEO. Yeah. And if not the CEO, you got your own thing going, because that's what God wants us all to do. He wants us to have our own, you know, and that's it. I believe that, because we're never going to be paid for what we're actually worth. You know, that's my hardest thing right there, is being paid for what I'm worth. And even with Miss Jackie, God is just blessing her. She's so excited. She is so excited. She's so excited about what God is doing, how God has been blessing her since she's been a part of us. And, you know, and I'm not saying nothing bad about her church or anything like that, but she's so excited about what God is doing and has done with her. And just she's getting bolder and bolder. She is, you know, she get bolder and bolder. She coming out, and God is going to do some greater things for her. But even with her, because sometimes she feel like she can't remember stuff, but she remembers. She sharp as a tack. She is very, very sharp. Yeah, she might forget like right at this moment, but in the next 10 minutes, she'll know exactly. She'll be like, yeah, I see it. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I know you did that, you know. But, you know, and I thank God for all of you, you know, and God has greatness for all of us.